To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We are underway. It is Tech Talk on this Saturday. Steve Thompson along with Doug Swinhart. And if you want to be part of the show and talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug, I hope you're doing well, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Steve, as always. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year this year for sure. Watching prices for Christmas, they look like they're going down again, which is a good thing. But getting pretty close now. If you're going to be ordering online, I would do it in a hurry. Shipping is going to be the issue this year.
Yeah, for sure. And you want to pay attention to those deadlines. Or if you're shipping gifts, certainly a good one. You know, Doug, I wanted to start the show with some news. Europe is forging ahead with its crackdown on big tech. This story from Reuters, levying fines on Alphabet's Google and Elon Musk's X, and opening new investigations asserting its sovereign right to enforce its laws in defiance of the United States and the Trump administration. 3 months after hitting Google with an unexpectedly high $2.9 billion euro fine, that equals about $3.44 billion U.S., that's real money, and then imposed a $120 million euro penalty on X for breaching European Union online content rules. And I think that's really where we have a differing of opinion when it comes to a lot of things online. And this goes back even to Windows 10, that if you're in Europe or live in the EU, you didn't have to pay for another year of security updates from Microsoft. Here in the States, if you wanted the security updates for Windows 10, you had to pay. There are alternatives. We've talked about that a great deal on the program. But it just goes to show that the European Union is taking social media very seriously, and they are enforcing their rules, and they're fining the likes of Google and X. And I would assume they said to Microsoft, no, you're going to give that to people for free, the Windows 10 security updates.
You know, it feels to me that they're just an easy target. Some of this is, I just have to question it. These are huge fines, just enormous. Well, and probably not so much to these big companies, but still, that's a lot of money, any way you cut it. And I just get the feeling that so much of it is going on in the EU that they're just an easy target. There's nobody there that's going to oppose them and stand up and say, no, we don't want that money. No, and there have actually been people that have said, listen, they've made laws in such a way to where it can be determined that things are going and they're doing things wrong when there's no way to work around it. So I don't know. And I know, too, that there's certain people in the EU that are swearing up and down that this is dangerously close to censorship on a huge level. It's if you don't know what, well, Musk is a prime example. What content? What went wrong? What happened? We don't ever get the specifics, but it's so vague. And I just think that they're an easy target. Well, let's see, how much money are we going to be short this year? Let's go after Google and Elon Musk. They all got lots of money, and we'll balance our books that way. Doesn't it seem that way to you?
Well, here's the thing. I think there's a fine balance where the idea that these gigantic tech companies that make billions and billions of dollars and hold tremendous sway over every aspect of society now, that there needs to be some sort of regulation, especially when it comes to addicting people to this, how the algorithms operate, and really how they're roping in children. I know Australia and their attempts to ban social media for anyone under the age of 16. The list goes on and on. But I will say that I think anybody who is reasonable would realize that this can be very, very dangerous. Now, adults can make their own decisions, but roping in the kids in the things that are going on for young people that maybe aren't able to fully process what's going on, that it does need to be regulated, in my opinion, on some level. What that looks like or how it works, that I don't know. But I think this idea that people can just go out there on social media and do what they want, I don't know if that's right either.
No. This is going to be an ongoing issue because it is so complex. We want freedom of speech, but at the same time, we would like to have some type of integrity and ethical behavior. And I just... It's beyond my pay grade, I'll give you that for sure. But they study what can keep a person's attention in microseconds. And they've gotten very, very good at this. And to use subliminal communication, which that we don't always know what's happening in the background subliminally. We might be looking at messages and not even know they're there. That is also turning into a huge issue as well. I don't have the answers, but I think we're going to have some common international laws that everybody knows what's happening and why and up front, and then we can move forward as a productive civilization worldwide.
Yeah, and like I say, all of these issues when it comes to the influence of social media. And
huge.
I can't even imagine what it would be like growing up in a world with social media. I can't speak to that, what it's like for kids, preteens, teenagers, young adults, to grow up in this world where, you know, your entire life is online, and if you're not doing that, then you don't fit in. It's a really complex issue. And, you know, I don't know if we're prepared to have a discussion as a society about social media, but I think what we're starting to learn is that it can be very poisonous. It can be good, but there's a lot of bad as well.
Oh, no doubt. It's such a science, and now with artificial intelligence, that it can actually change and rearrange individually. That's the part too that I think that. And it will happen so fast in microseconds, but people won't even notice it. They won't see it. They won't find it. It's really strange to me, too, when I think about these children who grew up, and by the time that they could even speak, they were handed a device of some type.
I'm
on the same page.
Yeah, and that is complex, but it's very interesting that Europe starting to crack down on big tech. And here in the United States, and our government and the Trump administration not happy about what they're doing. It's kind of like the talk about, you know, what we want to do is we just kind of want to let AI blossom. And my worry is that AI and how it's used, that genie's out of the bottle. And it happens in leap years and day by day, week by week, month by month. It gets better and better and better, and more difficult to tell the real deal from what is AI generated. And that is another aspect where I just think we're flat-footed. We have no idea what's being unleashed. And I think, you know, once it's out there, how do you stop that? That's my concern.
Oh, I don't think we can. It's like a big snowball rolling down a hill at this point. It's not going to be stopped.
Yeah,
it's gained enough momentum now to where it is what it is.
Yeah, and I guess I don't, you know, it's for instance, Facebook is 21 years old, and I really love the film The Social Network, mm-hmm. and how Facebook came to be and so on and so forth. 21 years old, and it's hard to fathom the influence that platform has at 21. What's going to be like at 30 or 40 or 50, yeah. particularly with AI?
Oh, no wow. doubt. Yeah, it's really it's gone beyond individual decisions and what can be done to moderate it and to monitor and to contain it. That those days are gone. I don't. The only way to do it at this point is shut off your devices. I'm serious. It's TV. It's computers. It's radio. It's everything.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. I think it's really good in some aspects and extremely dangerous in others. And yeah. I don't know who's going to decide how to program the AI.
Well, yeah, and it is so addictive. And I think AI, you know, and Facebook caught hold because it was so addictive, and all these platforms are Instagram, X, whatever. Mm-hmm. It is very addictive, and I think AI is going to make it even more so. I try to limit my exposure to it as much as I can. There's certain things I need to do. I will use X and other social media platforms to do research, kind of follow the news, follow certain sites. But I am very quick to block or limit or say I'm not interested, trying to hone in on what I'm looking for and kind of sort out all the garbage, because there is a lot. And it's not that I don't want to be exposed to different opinions. That's not what I'm saying. It's just stuff where it's just, you know, there's a lot of hate and division, and I'm talking on both ends of the spectrum. That's the stuff I'm trying to weed out. Yeah. You know, a lot of negative stuff.
Your best bet is to use multiple search engines today as well. Yeah,
right.
You can't just go to different sites. You got to use different search engines. That helps, but there's no magic bullet to solving this.
Yeah, I found myself going back to books. And reading books and getting my eyeballs off the screen for sure. All right, if you want to talk tech, Doug's your man, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We will get into Windows 10. We will talk about that. And when we come back, we'll get into Pervasor. What does it do? We've touched on it on recent shows, but we'll get it out of the way early in the show. If you're running Windows, Doug will tell you why Pervasor is a big key if you are using the Windows operating system. And we'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It is Tech Talk, and it is about your calls and texts, 651-461-9226. Lindsey Brown is our producer. At 4, we'll have all the news. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Jez Myers will join us to talk all things hockey. So that is coming up here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. And Doug, let's start on the text line. Will Prevazer Premium work on Windows 11? I think I know the answer.
Absolutely. In fact, they've already developed into all the information they have up front about Windows 12, if it hits. Yeah, they're going to be ready. Yeah. You can trust Prevazer, whether you're running Windows 10 or 11, or even if you put on 7, it will actually install and operate, but there's, you know, you're not going to do that. But, yeah, they're set to go with 11. I've yet to see it do any damage on any system. Knock on wood.
Yeah, and here's by the way, Privazer for any Windows machine, and you can get the free version, but you can pay for the pro version up front. And, Doug, I just want to follow up on that. Just explain to people what this tool does.
Oh, this thing will go in and it will automatically regulate and sort all of the good and bad in Windows. It goes through and it does a cleaning in the background that's just tremendous. Then it reorganizes all the files on the drive. And it will take out all of the non-essential information left from updates. And I'm seeing more and more lately that that's a huge amount of disk space and a huge amount of clutter. By taking that out and cleaning the registry and making sure that it's only accessing a smaller path to commands, it just accelerates your system sometimes 30-40% or more. It is a godsend to anybody that's running Windows.
Yeah, and you know, they mentioned when you go to the Prevazer site that, you know, it in the word Prevazer is privacy, Privazer, and I don't, you know, any tool that helps with privacy is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. If it does it honestly, that's for sure. And my understanding of the name Prevazer is it's privacy and advisors, P pushed together. That's my understanding. But yeah, I like it. You know, once you get used to it and you realize that they did this in order to keep their domain name short to make it easier for people to get to, and the fact that they have this upgrade, but they're the same program except that it does more on the hard drive side, and then it's got some extra scheduling and things. But it is a wonderful, wonderful piece of work, and these people are to be commended. They're very, very dedicated, and they stay right on track and keep their eyes on the end target, and that's important. And I also like the fact that it is an American company, and they are here in the U.S., so that's a huge plus to me as well. PRIVAZER.com. Everybody should have it.
Here's text. It's just a comment. Recently, it went from Windows 10 to Windows 11 and was pleasantly surprised how smooth the process was. I would assume they had a machine capable, and that's certainly good news if they made the jump from 10 to 11 and it went smooth. Good news.
Well, I think that the actual update and the first couple of days is kind of like a honeymoon. But, you know, that it was just less than, I think, 12 days ago, Microsoft said, yeah, Windows 11 is broken. And they were trying to fix Windows Explorer and the shell and things that were supposed to work that didn't work and didn't stay stable over time. So these people got to wait a couple weeks and see how it goes. I wish them well. Many people seem to be having good luck, and it works out fine. I think, too, that if you're going to do this, you might want to shut off your antivirus and your malware protection unless it's Microsoft. Running Pervasor prior to an upgrade would be a huge advantage as well. But as long as it's going through smooth and you like it, hey, rock and roll.
Yep, for sure. And I haven't heard any trouble from someone who's purchased a new machine with Windows 11 on board. That I just haven't heard a lot of trouble from people. Or, oh, I hate this thing, or it's glitchy. I have not heard that.
That I think that's probably the most stable version of Windows that you can have. The one thing I'm going to press upon, too, that I think people should be aware of. When you buy that new machine and it comes with Windows 11 Home, you have the opportunity at that point, before you ever turn that computer on and connect to the internet, to convert it to Windows 11 Pro. I think that everybody should do that. It's going to give you a lot more control. It's going to be much more stable. And that I would suggest that you stay with the Pro version or the Enterprise version, one or the other. But it's that's the way to go. It does make a difference, and I don't have a whole lot of information as to why that is, but even just looking at resources on identical machines, how they run, the Pro version is so much cleaner. It just runs. It works. It's stable, and it stays that way for many years, the way it looks. So, yep. Knock on wood, go with the Pro version, no matter what version of Windows you're using.
By the way, our number, if you want to reach us via the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Quick one before the break. We've got about a minute before that weather break. I have used a Brave browser for quite a while. Just recently, the autopilot in the search bar isn't working. Also, the Ask Leo has disappeared. How do I get that back? Now, I don't use Brave, so I'm not familiar. Doug, what's going on?
You know, that's really unusual, and it strikes me as unusual because it sounds like the Microsoft side and Brave side went at the same time. I would send a help email to Brave and Microsoft if you want to keep that stuff going. Personally, I would get rid of Recall and Copilot, and I'm not onto that. As far as the Brave goes, I can't tell you, Steve, how impressed I am with the Brave search engine and Leo. Leo is the AI part of Brave, and it's very laid back. It's very casual. It doesn't push itself. You have to ask for it. Up in the right-hand corner, this individual probably has a small icon on the bar to turn Leo on or off. Also, under settings, you'll find Leo. Leo is Brave's portion of AI, and it's doing a great job. it has already figured out that I'm a tech and what I look for, and
okay.
and it's given me answers that are clear and concise and unbiased. And that's the big thing I look for anytime I'm dealing with anything AI. And I think that's true with the XAI as well.
All right, Doug, just real quick before the break. If there is struggling, would you uninstall Brave and reinstall it if they're having problems with some of the features?
I think I would. And okay. I would also pay attention to what they've added for extensions. But I think it might be time to take it down. And before you do that, go underneath the settings to help and find out what version of Brave you're looking at, and then take a look at what the most current version is. You may not actually be updating properly, and I don't know why that is, but that's all browsers lately. Firefox is great. Mozilla Firefox is suffering part of this as well, and I think it's more serious on the Firefox side. But Brave is Brave wants to be your browser, and I would absolutely completely uninstall it, restart your machine before you reinstall it, pop over to Brave and put it back in. Just make sure that you get a copy of your bookmarks, do an export before you begin.
All right, quick break. We'll have an update on the weather, more Tech Talk on the way. And if you want to chat with Doug, 651-461-9226. That is his CCO Talk and Text line here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Not sure about that weather. We went from pleasant fall weather into the depths of winter in a hurry in these parts. Doug Swinhart joins us. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. If you have a question for Doug, by all means, call the program, 651-461-9226, or text 651-461-9226. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsay, and she'll put you through. Or if you text, that'll come right into the studio here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, I love the show. Can you explain why my Mac Mini M1 has so much system data and how to clean it up? It takes up 150 gigs of a 250-gig hard drive.
Yeah. This is, if people transferred their old setup in, it's kind of a resource pig when it comes to disk space. I haven't had a lot of experience with the new operating systems from Mac. I played with them some. I think that there's an awful lot of things in there that we can't touch, so we can't explain it. But I do know that Onyx, O-N-Y-X, is still available. There's several utilities for Mac that have kept up with the new operating system, but I really like Onyx because it's honest and it shows you right where you're at, and there's a free version as well. But again, if you like the software, sooner or later, we're going to have to take a little money out of our pocket and donate, or it will be gone. I mean, it's just a fact of life. But yes, there's things that you can do, but I am not aware enough to make intelligent suggestions. I really am. I'm not. I've played with several of these systems, and just getting things like compressed files to work and to be friendly with other operating systems, it seems to be getting more difficult. And I think Apple has their point that, yes, it's secure, but a lot of it is overdone, in my opinion, as well. That's a tough call. I wish I had a better answer, Steve, but I just do not.
Yeah, and that is one where I would assume there are or there is discussion about that, and there is talk. Now, the Mac Mini's cool. You have your own monitor, etc. They really are compact, neat machines. But
gorgeous.
Yeah. It is great hardware, and if you already have a monitor, it is a great option for sure. But that seems excessive.
Well, and you pay a premium for Apple products, and they want us to believe that it's because they're going to last longer and run better and be more stable. But they're also going to require more attention, and they're going to require the acceptance of giving Apple more control over. And Apple's like, well, you're just here. Here's what we do. You can take it. And here's your 300 pages of the privacy report and all that kind of stuff. But it's that alone. Somebody's got to sit down and read it and make decisions as to what they want for their direct advertising. It's not anymore do you want it or don't want it. You're getting it no matter what.
Yeah. Is there a utility for Mac? You brought up Onyx. There's got to be some sort of utility that would go in and scan this system and optimize that. It just seems that, you know, unless they have they're storing a lot of videos and a lot of big photos and so on and so forth, that just seems like a huge percentage of the hard drive gobbled up by just system files.
Yeah,
crazy.
This is not that user's data. This is the files that they really can't
system
touch.
System files, yeah.
Right, and they don't even know what they're for, which is really sad. And the older Mac OS, they're actually releasing source code for that at this point, so you can actually go in and start to program it like we do with DOS and Linux and some Windows portions. So it really is unique. Now, the thing with this new operating system as well is it's very sensitive to software. You can't just have Mac software that you bought 10 years ago and just install it and run it. It doesn't work that way anymore. It all depends on what's compatible and compliant with those processors that Apple has designed and are having produced. It's almost too far for me. I think the world should be more in tune with cross-platform and being able to move between operating systems and send data between operating systems unfettered. And we just don't see that with Apple. Apple alone, you can have an Apple Mac, a MacBook Pro, a tablet, and an iPhone. All three have separate operating systems. And yes, they communicate well between each other, but not so much outside the Apple family. So it's a little bit different. It's more proprietary. So if you decide to go Apple, it's a good decision, but it's going to have some drawbacks as well.
All right, Doug, here's a bit of a can of worms. How long will my Windows 10 machine run without problems? If I have to buy a new machine, what is your recommendation for a low-cost machine? Let's start with Windows 10. If you're still running it, if you're paying Microsoft for the security updates, should have no problems going forward. But beyond that, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell. I don't have a crystal ball, but rumors at Microsoft are Microsoft is actually making more money than they thought over these voluntary extensions, is what they're being called there. They're talking about extending it for another 5 years, and they'll do it annually. So if you want it, you pay a little bit, and we move forward. If you don't want it, well, then you're going to have to take it off your machine or live vicariously and gamble. They want your dedication, kind of like Apple, but not to that same level. But there's no way to tell. I don't think I would worry about it. The masses, if you've got an external antivirus and malware, and you can set up as a user and administrator, so you want more than one profile. When you're online, use the user profile. And things just can't automatically install anymore. And they can't really gauge what you have for Windows. So unless you're connected to the Microsoft Online system 24/7, you can actually cut the umbilical cord and stay free. So it's hard to tell how long it's going to last. I can tell you that this business is changing in light years. Use some caution. And I think that this has actually helped to promote Linux and Chrome systems and Chrome OSs. And I think we're going to see more of that. As for computers, I don't think we should be thinking, okay, where can I get the less pricey computer and it'll work for me? We need to start thinking about the quality and support. I really like System 76, and they're hand-built down in Colorado, and they come with a large warranty. Yes, you're going to pay more money, but they're worth it. And I think that people should take the time to learn about Core Boot and how that affects your firmware. There's several good companies that are building computers from the ground up. I just think that Purism is another operating system, a distro of Linux, that comes from Germany, and their computers are rock solid stable. They're not cheap. You might have to wait 6 weeks to get it, but they're 6 inches by 6 inches by an inch and a half tall, and they run and run and run and run, and they're actually being powered by an Intel i7 quad processor, but they're programmed different for Germany. They don't have all of the things that we are forced to take. TPM, the Trusted Platform Manager, they don't have it, but yet it installs Windows, installs every version of Linux. It's a little bit more open. Do your research, especially in laptops and portable devices. They're out there, and we should probably have that discussion just for a whole show someday, Steve. This equipment is really changing in light years as well, and we're seeing where people are not going to have RAM pretty soon. It's just going to run all off that fast NVMe hard drive. That to me is one of the most interesting things that we've got coming up in the future. And I think it also can be dangerous. I like the two sections because it's easier to monitor, it's easier to maintain. Yeah. No magic there. Amazon has tremendous deals on computers. I think Micro Center is a good place to go out and play with them and look at them and get to know the operating systems as well as the hardware. But the biggest thing is support. When you call support, are you going to be able to talk to somebody?
Yeah.
Are they really going to give me a 3-year warranty or a 2-year warranty, or is it just something to help them sell the equipment? There's a lot of that going on, too. It's just a fast-paced industry. And ASUS is going up and down with their confidence level, and they're really worried about their face and their image to the public. And that, thank goodness, they're worried about something. So that's good, too. But ASUS equipment is relatively anywhere from 10 to 15% higher, not just because of their reputation, but they put out good equipment. So do your due diligence before you write a check or throw down that credit card. You want to make sure that you're dealing with a legitimate, honest company that is going to be there after they get your money. And that's my opinion.
All right, Doug, quick break. We will come back and have more, and you still have time to reach program 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. It is the CCO Talk and Text Line here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Today is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. By the way, all our shows are available at WCCORadio.com in a podcast form, so you can enjoy them anytime. And we've been doing the show for years, and we invite you to download and listen anytime and share that with your friends as well. Let's go to Tom in Minneapolis. Tom, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. A little background. I have an HP laptop that a few months ago I did the Windows 11 free upgrade on the laptop, and I recently did the 25H2 upgrade. I turned the laptop on the other day, and I got to the point where it had come up, and I was just waiting for the, you know, to be prompted for the password to log in, and nothing. I mean, the background, you know, the fancy background, whatever, pictures were there and everything, but I never got the prompt for the password, and it just hung. I didn't have a mouse. The mouse didn't move. Shut the machine off, rebooted it, and it came back up, and it said it couldn't find the hard drive.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so I used the Hyrun CD, you know, boot CD, to try and use some of the utilities on there to try and get a little more information. Mm-hmm. And some of the tools found the information there, and it even made it look like, you know, that it could see the file space that was used, but some of the other tools said it was space was unallocated. I downloaded the HP, you know, tool to supposedly do a reinstall or whatever. But I don't know, how do I know if the disk is really bad or whether that 11H2, the 2511H2, I saw some information online about a firmware update that maybe should have been, that happened somewhere along the line for the controller.
If you went down because your BIOS didn't complete that update, that's an issue. But there's a utility called Boot Disk Repair. And just go to Google or Brave Search or DuckDuckGo and just type in boot and then an underscore disk, D-I-S-C, underscore repair. And this utility should repair it automatically. It really should. And you can trust it. And you're probably going to be downloading it from SourceForge. It's open source. It doesn't charge you for anything like that. But that will actually go in and it will check the BIOS to make sure that you're up. You're not the only one having problems with 25H2. This is actually the version of Windows where Microsoft made the statement that, yep, Windows 11 is broken. But they are frantically fixing it piece by piece, update by update. But some of these updates will come in at once. If you had an update that's actually updating your BIOS chip, your basic input-output system chip, and that became corrupted, that's an issue. You should be grateful that you've got HP. Get a hold of HP as well. I would also suggest that, this being a new HP, once you get this thing up and running, you're going to want to give HP a call and ask them about Wolf Security. You may get it free for 3 years. That is top, top, top shelf. If you have any issues with any of that, once you get up and rolling, give me a call and I'll do my best to give you help. I hope that helps. Thank you.
Yeah, good call. And that sort of stuff gets tricky. And we'll give our weekly PSA in this situation. As long as your data's safe and you got it backed up, all the docs, photos, etc., your address book, all of that sort of stuff that you really want to hang on to. You know, the hardware and the operating system, you can work on that as long as your data is safe.
You know, that's a hard lesson to learn too, Steve.
Yeah.
Once you get to it gives you a different confidence level. Yeah, it's like car insurance or health insurance. It's certainly better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Yeah,
and absolutely. There just comes a point where this is critical. And this gentleman is a prime example. If he's got his stuff all backed up, a couple hours, he could put in a new install, and he could actually be doing testing on his drive storage, where he's not only just testing the read ability, but the write ability, which you can't do if there's data on there, because you'll destroy it. So, yeah, there's some things that need to be achieved prior to a hazardous incident, we'll say, or user fatigue. That works too. But this is there's a lot of this with the 25H2 version of Windows 11. It's rampant. It really is. And it isn't like we can have the government tell Windows to do a recall. It's software. It's in virtual. It's different. It's not the same. I think they need to do a little bit more testing before they roll out some of the updates too. I think they're pushing them pretty fast, trying to be first, trying to be better. But it's a tough world, that part.
Yeah,
and I wish Tom well.
Yeah, and I go back to when we talked about it a couple of weeks ago in detail. I'm still a big fan of Chromebooks for people that literally are looking for something with a screen and a keyboard to get online and get to their email and do a little online banking or maybe watch a show or interact with, you know, maybe you've got a subscription and watch your favorite sports team or whatever. I just love the simplicity of the concept of the Chromebook where it's kind of like, it gets me online. I've got a little onboard storage. I got cloud storage with Drive. And I just think there's a simplicity to it and an affordability where you can get into still a pretty nice Chromebook for under $300 sure.
Yeah. And well, and you can be sure that for probably the life cycle, and I think they're talking about 5 years on these. It depends on the hardware too, and the arrangements made with the manufacturer.
I've gotten easily 5 years out of these machines.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, and the big thing is they run so well that you really have to attribute some profit to your time. See, you're not dealing with the frustrations and the failures and the inconsistent behavior. They just run, and I've said this for years. I think 90% of the population would do just fine with a Chromebook and what it has access to and what it can do. Now if you're a gamer big time, and you got
or you're
doing CAD work or something really really complex and intricate. Yeah, you got to step up and do something a little bit different. I love the Chromebook operating system. It just works. I love turning on a computer and having it up and rolling in 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah,
My goodness.
Yeah, it is a time saver. Speaking of that, we're out of time. Doug, your phone number and email. How do people reach out to you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a great week and keep warm.
All right. Yeah, good idea. We'll have another update on the news and weather here at 4. Once again, Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk Saturdays between 3 and 4. Thanks to everybody who joined the program today. Steve Carney will take us outdoors in a bit. Jez Myers talks hockey here on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.